5 verses 1 to 5. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has brought us by faith into this experience of God's grace in which we now live. And so we boast of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. We also boast of our troubles, because we know that troubles produce endurance. Endurance brings God's approval, and his approval creates hope. This hope does not disappoint us, for God has poured out his love into our hearts by means of the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us. Thanks be to the Word of God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
We can do better than that. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
It's my pleasure to introduce our special guest this morning. I would like to start with Judy Shellstead. Judy is a member of the Varsity Bible Church in Calgary, however, to many of us here, she's an adopted member of this church. She has traveled twice with our teams in the last 4 years, down to the Dominican, and I have the privilege of working with Judy on the board of directors for Partners Indeed, who started working with Tears over 14 years ago. And today, Judy's going to be our translator for Obed and Rosemary. I'd also like to introduce Obed. Obed. Everybody loves Obed. Traveling to the DR means getting up, getting to the airport at 1 a.m., a red-eye to Toronto, a three-hour layover, wandering around the airport, very tired, then another four-hour flight, baggage, customs. It can be quite tiresome travel. But the most refreshing thing is when we exit those airport doors and we see Obed's beautiful big smile as he's waving to us. And trust me, that smile never leaves his face the whole time we're there. Obed coordinates our in-country activities, which means he has to tolerate our group 24/7. He's probably the most hardest working person I've met. He not only tolerates us, he works in the church, he manages the water project, the soccer ministry, and of course, finds time to be with his family. Many of us comment while we're down there where we wonder if Obed actually ever sleeps. But it is his leadership and his commitment and his friendship that keeps our partnership alive and thriving. Thank you, Obed. Rosemary? Rosemary is the quiet of the two. But trust me, I'm 100% sure she's the one in charge. Rosemary's day starts about 5 o'clock every morning as she prepares herself and her family for the day. She's off to the Tears School by 7 o'clock. Classes don't start till 8:30. And she gets home well after 5 o'clock. And she spends time cooking for her family. And many evenings, she's working on the internet for her courses well past midnight. And on Saturdays, she goes for a full course every Saturday. She's incredibly dedicated to the Tears School, to her community, and to the children of the barrio. She's a very strong advocate that all children need and deserve a quality education. And not that, but she's also a great role model for the barrio, in that she graduated with her teaching degree with honors, and she's continuing her education, getting her master's in business management. Together, Obed and Rosemary make a great team. Simply put, they are two of the most sincere, genuine, and dedicated people that I'm able to call my friends. So I'm going to ask Judy and Obed to come up first. Obed is going to speak about the new high school, and then after that, Rosemary is going to come up and talk about education for the youth in the barrio. And I gave Keith a bit of a curveball this morning. with our PowerPoints and technology, so bear with us if things don't go exactly as planned up here. But Rosemary and, I'm sorry, Judy.
Good morning. Other time.
Sorry, technology.
Lo siento, technology. Test. Test.
41.
Test. Test. Gracias, Keith.
Okay. En nuestra ciudad decimos estamos en vivo, no hay problema.
In our city we say we're live, no problem.
Gary me pidió que hablara acerca de el proyecto de educación secundaria.
Gary asked me to talk to you about our project of our high school.
Y para mí es un placer poder compartir con ustedes en esta mañana.
And it's a pleasure for me to be able to share with you this morning.
Veo bastantes caras conocidas.
I see many faces.
Y me emociona mucho poderlos ver aquí en su en su área.
And I'm really happy to see you like in your own area.
Estoy seguro que reconozco todas las caras que han ido allá.
I'm sure I recognize every single face that has been in the Dominican.
Pero no estoy seguro de recordar todos sus nombres, así que tienen que disculparme.
So you'll have to excuse me, but I probably won't be able to remember every single name.
El plan de educación, tuvimos la iniciativa de empezar con educación en el año 2000.
We started with the education, with the school in the year 2000.
En el año 2000 no estaba yo todavía en la República Dominicana, pero estaba funcionando el Ministerio Teams.
I wasn't in the Dominican in the year 2000, but the school was had already started.
Ustedes conocen a Antonio del Rosario, Chelo.
You all know Chelo.
Y probablemente Judy, su esposa.
And you probably know his wife Judith.
Lo mismo que Rod, Twyla y su familia.
And same as Rod and Twyla Davis.
El proyecto de educación, la iniciativa para tener el programa de educación en la Fundación TIRS empezó en el año 2000, como les decía, a través de Judy, la esposa de Chelo.
So, the program, the education in the barrio in María Auxiliadora started from an idea that Chelo's wife came up with. She figured they needed education in the barrio.
Ellos vivían en el barrio y siempre estaban viendo niños corriendo alrededor que no iban a la escuela.
They lived in the barrio and they always noticed that there were a lot of children running around, even during school hours, that just played around and didn't go anywhere.
Y Judy, la esposa de Chelo, dijo, bueno, ¿por qué no empezamos con una sala de tareas, ayudarles a hacer tareas en sus casas?
And Judy thought, well, why don't we start with, you know, a just small room and maybe we can help some of those children with their homework.
Y le hicieron ese comentario a Rod.
And she told Rod about her idea.
Y Rod dijo, ¿por qué no empezamos con un colegio mejor?
And Rod said, so why don't we start a school instead?
Y en cuestión de horas tenían un presupuesto.
And within a small time they had already kind of a small budget.
Y para hacer corto el cuento, en agosto del año 2000 empezaron con 65 niños de la comunidad.
To make the story short, in August of 2000 they started school with 65 children.
Ahora mismo, ese programa ha crecido de 65 niños a casi 500 niños.
Today, that program has grown from 65 children to almost 500.
De grado preescolar al grado 11 o 12 sería aquí.
from preschool right up to grade 12.
Siempre que se está creciendo, hay retos que asumir.
Whenever you grow, there's always a challenge.
Uno de nuestros retos era, okay, estamos creciendo y tenemos una gran cantidad de niños y no tenemos suficiente espacio.
So our challenge was we were growing, we had a lot of children, but we didn't have the space.
Grandes y pequeños juntos en un solo espacio.
They were all together in one space, the small ones and the big ones.
Uno de mis lemas siempre es, no me traigas el problema, tráeme la solución.
So, something that I always think about is, don't bring me the problem, bring me the solution.
Y así fue como empezamos a soñar con un colegio, una escuela de secundaria.
And that's how our dream started, with a high school.
Entonces teníamos el problema, ahora okay, tenemos la solución, vamos a construir un colegio.
So we had the problem, we came up with the solution, we thought we're building a high school.
Los niños empezaron a soñar con eso.
And even the children started dreaming about it.
Pusimos ese sueño en su corazón.
We put that thought in their hearts.
Y tenemos un terreno en Fundación Tears en La Vega.
And we have land in La Vega.
De donde ustedes, los que han visitado, se han hospedado en Centro Tears.
And some of you who have been there, you have been at the Tears Center and know the land.
Entonces, ahí tenemos un espacio, vamos a construir un colegio
and
ahí.
And then we thought, oh, we have the space at the Tears Center, let's use it.
El año pasado estuvimos orando con ese grupo de niños en ese espacio.
So last year, all of the children from school came to the land and prayed over it.
Después vino lo que a nosotros nos sorprende.
And after that, something came that really surprised us.
Cuando estábamos orando, solo teníamos mucha esperanza y mucha fe.
When we were praying, the only thing that we had was faith and hope.
Pero nada en nuestros bolsillos.
But nothing in our pockets.
Pero sabemos que mi papá dice, tenemos al Dios que es el dueño de plata y de oro.
But as my father says, we have the God that has everything.
Y Dios puede tocar las personas que pueden ayudarnos con eso.
And God will touch the people that will be able to help.
Inicialmente nos dieron un presupuesto en la República Dominicana para construir el colegio, que era de 8 millones.
At the beginning we were given a budget of 8 million pesos.
American dollars.
Oh, 8 million dollars.
Y eso es cuando nos dieron esa cifra, casi nos da un paro cardíaco a todos.
And when we heard, you know, and saw that figure, we thought, I think we're going to have a heart attack here.
Pero alguien nos dio un precio más bajo y algo más pequeño, algo más alcanzable, que fue 1.5 millones de dólares.
And then someone else said, well, we can do it cheaper. We'll do it for 1.5 million.
Como quiera, ahí estábamos todavía como con un suero y oxígeno.
Regardless, we still have the IV on and the oxygen mask on.
Pero había aquí mismo en Canadá, en Calgary, existe una organización
But here in Calgary, there is actually an organization called Hefner Innovation Solutions.
Y ellos nos dieron un mejor presupuesto.
And they gave us a better price.
Que fue $400,000.
That was $400,000.
Y ahí pudimos quitarnos el oxígeno y el suero que teníamos.
When we heard that amount, we were able to take the oxygen mask off.
Pero como quieran, no estaban. En el primero de enero del 2017 empezamos Hicimos un campamento y empezamos a hablar acerca de eso ya como más un sueño más cerca y palpable.
By January of 2017, we started getting together and we officially kicked our campaign.
Y estábamos hablando con los niños y con los jóvenes. Vamos a tener un colegio.
And we started telling the children, we are going to have a high school.
¿Cómo? No sabemos, pero vamos a tenerlo.
How? We don't know, but we will have it.
Y el sueño empezó a llegar. Estábamos ya en febrero, marzo, abril, y no teníamos un peso todavía.
The dream went on, but February came, March came, April came, and we didn't have a penny.
Y ya habíamos decidido que sí, que lo íbamos a hacer.
And we had decided, yes, we're going to go ahead with that.
La junta directiva de la Fundación TIRS en la República Dominicana.
The board of directors of the TIRS Foundation in the Dominican Republic.
Habíamos hablado y habíamos dicho, okay, vamos a hacerlo.
Had decided we are going ahead with it.
Sabíamos que en agosto de este mismo año teníamos que empezar ya a tener el edificio. Y no.
We knew by August of this year we needed to have that building ready.
Llegó mayo y todavía no habíamos empezado a construir.
May came around and we hadn't started construction.
Pero en junio empezó la construcción.
But in June we started building.
Empezamos a, la compañía de Bill aquí en Calgary. Él se desplazó hasta la República Dominicana y empezamos con la idea de construir el colegio de secundaria en contenedores.
So Bill Hepner came to the Dominican Republic and with his help we bought some shipping containers and started building.
Y esa cantidad de contenedores cuando llegaron nosotros, ¿y qué se va a hacer con eso? Parecen cajitas de Lego.
So when the containers came onto our field we thought, what are we going to do with that? It looks like Lego pieces.
Y empezamos a trabajar, contratamos trabajadores locales y empezamos a cortar ventanas y puertas y el sueño empezó a hacerse realidad.
So we hired a lot of the local people to start the construction. Some were cutting windows, some were cutting doors, some were digging, and that's how we started the construction.
Pueden imaginarse ustedes, en julio de este año estábamos así y teníamos que empezar un mes después.
Can you imagine yourselves in July just starting construction and knowing that we had to start school in August?
Era una presión enorme.
It was a lot of pressure.
Yo perdí más libras de lo normal.
I lost
durante el verano.
I usually do.
se trabajaba 12, 14 horas al día.
We were working 12 to 14 hours a day.
Teníamos trabajadores de todas las clases, plomeros, carpinteros, constructores, electricistas, todos trabajando.
We had workers from all trades. We had plumbers, we had electricians, we had carpenters, you name it.
Ya empezó agosto y ya teníamos el Lego con una cara.
So August came and the Lego building started taking place.
Y el director del colegio de secundaria, Chelo, ustedes lo conocen, dijo, vamos a pedirle tiempo al Ministerio al Ministerio de Educación que nos dé una semana más para empezar más tarde.
So we were a little bit behind, but Chelo thought, well, I am going to ask the Ministry of Education and see if they give us at least 1 week to start later classes.
Rodrigo y Rod dijo, no le pida una semana, pídele 2 meses.
And Rod said, don't ask for a week, ask for a month or two.
Pero él dijo, no, una semana.
But Chelo said, no, 1 week.
Y el 28 de agosto de este año el colegio abrió sus puertas.
And on August 28th of this year, school opened its doors.
A 142 estudiantes.
And with 142 high school students.
Que ayudó a liberar espacio en la escuela del barrio.
Which allowed to free some space in the elementary school.
Podemos ver la mano de Dios trabajando en ese proyecto.
And we can see God's hand. No, on the project.
No sé ustedes con toda la tecnología que tienen en cuánto tiempo les tomaría construir un edificio. A nosotros nos tomó 2 meses.
I don't know with all your technology here, don't know how long it would take to build something like that. It took us 2 months to build our high school.
Entendemos que fue algo sobrenatural de Dios.
We know that it was something supernatural coming from God.
Trabajando a favor de nosotros y de la comunidad, de los niños de esa comunidad.
And God was working for the community. He was working for us.
Entendemos también que Dios mueve sus fichas como Él quiere.
And we know that God moves the way that He moves.
Entendemos que Dios toca corazones donde Él quiere.
Yeah, and we know that God touches hearts wherever He wants to touch.
Y es lo que nosotros hemos visto hasta el día de hoy.
And that's what we have seen as of today.
La mano de Dios tocando corazones, tocándolos a ustedes.
Touching hearts.
Estamos supremamente agradecidos por sus oraciones.
We are very grateful for all your prayers.
Por el soporte que ustedes son para los niños de esta comunidad.
For the support that you are for all of those children in our community.
Por su amor que nos muestran cada vez que van, cada vez que venimos nosotros aquí.
And for the love that you show every time you go down, every time we come up here.
De veras que podemos ver a Dios en ustedes también.
And we can truly see God in each one of you.
Tenemos más retos porque falta mucho por hacer todavía.
We have a lot of challenges still because there's a lot to be done yet.
Todavía no tenemos un campo de fútbol.
We don't have a soccer field.
El parqueo está lleno de lodo y
the parking lot is on mud.
No hay un jardín bonito, pero entendemos que Dios va a hacerlo. Entendemos que Dios va a hacerlo.
And we still have a lot to do, but we know that God will do it.
Mi petición es que sigan orando por nosotros.
What I would ask is please continue praying for us.
Y sigan visitándonos.
And continue coming down to see us.
Y sigan trabajando junto con nosotros.
And we hope that you will continue working together with us.
Y sabemos que Dios va a seguir manifestando su gloria en
medio de todo.
And we know
that God will manifest Himself through all of you.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias por invitarme a su iglesia de nuevo.
And thank you for having me in your place of worship.
Y espero verlos pronto.
And hope to see you soon.
En la República Dominicana.
In the Dominican Republic.
Gracias.
God bless you.
Quiero agradecer a Gary por esa presentación que me hizo. Hasta casi me hacía llorar.
She wants to thank Gary for the introduction and she says she almost cried.
Como él decía, mi nombre es Rosemary Rodríguez de Peñuela.
As he said, my name is Rosemary Rodríguez de Peñuela.
Y vengo de la República Dominicana en representación del Centro Educativo Cristiano Tears.
And I come from the Dominican Republic representing the Tears School.
Es para mí un honor estar aquí, de que nos hayan invitado y darnos esta oportunidad de presentarle el trabajo que hacemos allá.
And it's a pleasure and an honor being here, and we are glad that we'll be able to present to you the work that we're doing.
Voy a hablarle un poco sobre la importancia de invertir en los jóvenes y cómo eso cambia la comunidad.
I'd like to talk to you about how investing in youth can change a whole community.
Antes de iniciar ese tema, quiero contarle un poco de mi historia.
Before I start on that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about me.
Esa niña que ven ahí soy yo.
That child you see on the screen, that's me.
Bien, y a la edad de 2 años, perdí a mi madre.
At the age of 2 years, my mother passed away.
Éramos una familia de 5 hijos.
There were 5 children in the family.
Y de escasos recursos económicos.
And a very low financial resources.
Todo lo que mi padre ganaba solo era para la alimentación.
And whatever my dad could make, it all went into the food.
Y como yo quería estudiar, quería prepararme, salir adelante, a la edad de 11 años, salí de mi casa a trabajar.
So I always wanted to go to school, and because my dad didn't have the means to send me to school, then at the age of 11 years, I had to go out of the house and work.
Trabajaba en casa de familia, pero sin ningún pago.
I was working in family homes as domestic help without any pay.
Y todo era a cambio de que me permitieran estudiar.
And in exchange for them to allow me to go to school.
Con ayuda de una señora conseguí un crédito educativo en la universidad.
Through one of the ladies I worked for, I was able to get a loan to be able to go to university.
Y en el año 2000, Rodrigo y Chelo me dieron la oportunidad de formar parte del equipo fundador de la Escuela Tears.
And in the year 2000, Rod and Chelo allowed me the opportunity to be part of the founder team of the Tears School.
Después que, o sea, cuando estaba trabajando en el centro, pude empezar a pagar el crédito educativo en la universidad.
When I started working at the school, I was able to start paying my loan.
Entonces, gracias a ellos, a esa oportunidad, yo pude ver parte de mi sueño hecho realidad.
And thank you to the opportunity that Rod and Chelo gave me, I was able to have a dream come true.
Yo soy un ejemplo vivo de que invertir en los jóvenes es importante porque eso abre puertas a que uno pueda lograr sus sueños.
I am a living example of the fact that if you invest in youth, you can change your community and you can change the future of a person.
Sí, recientemente en la República Dominicana han habido estadísticas las cuales son muy alarmantes en cuanto al abandono escolar se refiere.
The statistics in the Dominican Republic in regard to dropouts is quite alarming.
En la mayoría de las provincias de allá hay abandono escolar debido a la pobreza.
And most of the dropouts in the Dominican Republic is due to poverty levels.
Y específicamente en Moca, Barahona y La Vega, que es la ciudad de donde somos, no hay tanta pobreza, pero sí hay mucho abandono escolar.
Specifically in 3 of the provinces, Moca, Barahona and La Vega, where they live, the level of poverty is not as high as other provinces, but the high school dropout is very, very high.
Entonces, debido a esas estadísticas, nosotros como centro educativo estamos tratando de cambiar esa realidad.
And due to those statistics, we as the tier school, we would like to change that index.
Ofreciéndole oportunidades a nuestros estudiantes para que sigan adelante.
We want to offer opportunity to our students so that they can continue on.
Así como mi esposo Beth hablaba del nuevo espacio para los estudiantes de secundaria.
As my husband was telling you about the new space for the high school students.
Tener ese nuevo espacio nos dio la oportunidad de darle cupo a 110, 115 estudiantes más.
And by moving the high school students out of the elementary, it allowed us space to be able to receive over 100 new students in the lower grades.
Anteriormente, todo era un sueño, pero
and in the past, everybody was in the same building.
Y hoy día ya tenemos el nuevo espacio con 142 estudiantes.
And today we have that new space with 142 students.
Tenemos dos edificios.
We have two buildings.
Uno que es para el nivel primario.
The one that is for the primary or elementary level.
Y otro para nivel inicial.
And the one for preschool, which is the one to the left, and the right one is the elementary.
En total tenemos 293 estudiantes.
Right now we have 293 students
con
in the elementary.
Con 15 aulas disponibles.
15 classrooms.
En secundaria, 8 salones.
And they have 8 classrooms in the high school.
Y en general, 43 empleados dispuestos.
43 employees that serve all schools.
Dispuestos a trabajar por el bien de nuestros estudiantes.
And they're all ready to work for the students' future.
Bien, a estos niños lo involucramos en diferentes actividades para que se desarrollen.
We have various different activities at the school to help in their development.
Ahí están en actuación para el Día de la, del Descubrimiento de América.
And on the picture, they are celebrating Columbus Day. They call it the Discovery of America.
Se visten como indígenas, como españoles.
And they were acting out, and some of them were dressed as Spaniards, and some as the natives from the island.
Y hacen presentaciones.
And they love to do drama and presentations.
También, seguimos. Tenemos en junio el campamento.
In June we have camp.
Que algunos de ustedes han tenido la oportunidad de participar
and
ahí.
Some of you have had the opportunity to participate in that.
Donde los estudiantes tienen tiempo espiritual de enseñanzas bíblicas.
And the students will get biblical studies.
Actividades deportivas.
They will have sports.
Manualidades.
Crafts.
También le damos la oportunidad que de participar en el equipo de fútbol.
And we also have soccer teams.
Tanto a los varones como las hembras.
And we have teams for boys as well as for girls.
Y participan en torneos con otros, con otras instituciones.
And they have the opportunity to go to play with other teams from the city.
También reconocemos la excelencia académica.
We also recognize the academic performance of the students.
Y los premiamos con medallas, diplomas.
And they will get their medals, diplomas, and other
diplomas,
prizes.
Bien, todo eso lo hacemos porque creemos que el verdadero evangelismo siempre requiere sacrificio.
And we do that because we know that true evangelism always requires sacrifice.
Ahora vamos a ver un pequeño video de los estudiantes de secundaria.
We'll be able to see a small clip of the high school students.
Abajo hay que quedarle.
The slide before that.
Judy, can you sing?
Yeah, right. Everybody will leave. No thanks. We want them here. The button is hidden under the video. If you go down below, if you click on the video, it will appear at the bottom.
Javier.
Javier.
Soy Kiri.
Luis.
Ashley. Anthony.
Hi, my name is Andreoli.
On behalf of Tears, Faith and School.
Thank you!
Ellos merecen oportunidades.
Our children deserve opportunities.
Merecen que extendamos nuestras manos para ayudarles.
They deserve that we extend our hands to help them.
Merecen una educación de calidad.
And they deserve quality education.
Y merecen que invirtamos en sus vidas porque ellos son el futuro de la nación.
And they deserve that we invest in their lives because they are the future of our country.
Dios va a recompensar todo lo que hagamos por ellos.
And God will reward for all we do for the children.
Y para terminar, quiero compartir un versículo que está en Mateo 25:40.
And to finish, I would like to share with you Matthew chapter 25, verse 40.
Y respondiendo el rey les dirá, de cierto os digo que en cuanto lo hicisteis a uno de estos mis hermanos más pequeños, a mí lo hicisteis.
Matthew 25, 40. The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
Dios les bendiga y muchas gracias.
God bless you and thank you.
We're going to be heading back down. One more, Keith. We're looking at August the 17th to August the 28th. So we currently have about a group anywhere from 14 to 18 tickets that we've purchased through WestJet. A fair number of those are already tentatively spoken for. But we do have room for anybody else who's thinking that they would love to come down and have an experience of a lifetime. So a couple Sundays from now, on November the 5th, right after service upstairs, I'm going to have maybe a 20-minute PowerPoint that just gives a little more information about the Tears Foundation, about what we do on our trips, some pictures of the activities and the people we meet while we're down there. So if you've sat in these chairs in the past 5 years thinking, you know what, I think one day that should be us going down, come out on November the 5th and I'll give you some information on price and travel dates and times. And again, thank you, Obed. Thank you, Rosemary.